The Idle American this week is Mort and his sock assister. Uncle Mort's contraptions and inventions usually are far-fetched. Finally, he's come up with one that is near-fetched, and it may be of considerable help to those among us who daily dread what used to be a thoughtless and effortless routine, and that's putting on socks. Some of us have basically surrendered, choosing to go barefoot at home, remaining sockless unless attending church, funerals, or weddings. This time, my ancient uncle has designed what he calls his sock assister, a device requiring only a child's jump rope, PVC pipe, a saw, and a drill. With minimal safety efforts, this project may be attempted at home. First off, simply hearing the word sock assister sounds like sibling abuse. What next? Brother bonking? Mort says his device helps men get their socks on no matter the distance between their hands and their feet. He claims that most men already have the items needed to make the sock assisters. This is particularly true if children leave jump ropes behind. Particularly, it looks to me as if this would be a slam-dunk home project. Formerly, Mort would have mounted a campaign to sell these items for something like $9.98, plus postage and handling, of course. Here lately, though, he's been overcome with benevolence. I guess I'm feeling like the Red Lobster seafood people who figured that they may as well share the recipe since their people aren't coming into their restaurants to eat their larrapin' good cheddar-flavored biscuits. Yep, this is definitely the new Mort. Here's what he suggests. Find a piece of PVC pipe about a foot in length. Cut it longitudinally in half. For most men, 4-inch PVC works fine. For wider feet, use a 6 inches, and beyond that, visit a plumber. Cut a child's jump rope in half, attaching bare ends and knotting inside holes drilled near the end of the PVC pipe. If it's a long way down to your feet, splurge and use 2 jump ropes. You can also use clothesline rope and whatever wooden scraps you like to fashion the handles. And one can glue on felt strips if edges seem rough. Now for the critical first-time use. While sitting down, pull a sock over the bare end of the PVC pipe. Insert foot well into the sock, then pull on the ropes, thus removing the gadget from the foot and leaving the sock in place, perhaps already half on. This may require a bit of practice. If help is needed, consult a grandchild. Let me emphasize the importance of practice. My first attempt was made during a recent speaking engagement in Borger, Texas, where members of the Panhandle Press Association met. I couldn't quite remember how to use my sock assister, which I had assembled a few days earlier. As the noon hour approached, I was still sockless, so I rationalized. First of all, I had on long pants, so that was one step toward propriety. Further, I was to be among friends, most of whom would be dressing in summer casual attire. After all, it was a luncheon, not a formal dinner, and the event was held at Frank Phillips College, where I'm sure students move around the campus, whether blazing hot or in blizzard conditions, in shorts and sandals. I took the easy way out. I wore sandals. Wouldn't you know it? Members of the heralded Borger Honor Guard, all men past 80, were smartly dressed, sporting cowboy hats and boots as they posted the colors and led pledges. Now, why didn't I think of boots? No one would have known if I'd had on socks or not. Turns out one other guy also was shod with sockless sandals, and he even had on short breeches. Granted, he didn't have a speaking part at the luncheon. Mike Hodges, president of the Texas Press Association, dressed down from his usual attire worn to his Austin office. Finally, an aside to the guy who whispered that I'm, quote, old and eccentric, close quote. I'll have him know that I was eccentric several decades before I got my AARP card. Don Newberry, until next time.